Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. For many, it would not be summer in Milwaukee without our lineup of ethnic festivals. Yet even as the city celebrates its German, Irish, Polish, Mexican, and other heritages, there have still been holes in the lineup. Like, say, the culture of the second most populous nation in the world. Aside from some small community celebrations, there has never been a large-scale celebration of India here. Well, the time has come in a more modest way for Milwaukee's latest outdoor festival. India Fest Milwaukee is a one-day free celebration in Bayview's Humboldt Park this Saturday. It promises Indian music, fashion, food, and even a cricket match. Dan Harmon is joined by three of the festival's organizers, all from the organizing group Spindle India. They include Pramina Nath, Rina Modak, and her husband, Shubhendu Modak.
The Indian Independence Day is the 15th of August, and we wanted to do it closer to 15th August. So we had another date is the 17th August. But due to all the park and all the availability, so we got the 24th August is the best possible day, which is closer to the 15th August, and whatever we exactly want, we can fulfill on that day. So that's what it is, 24th of August.
To follow up with Shubhendu's, the reason we actually picked up this day is because of the fact that India Fest hasn't been ever been done, and at the same time, Independence Day was never been celebrated in a fashion and a scale that we are going at this point. So we picked a date very close to that, and also wanted to attract as many as people as possible, knowing that majority of the Indians actually go to India during this vacation. So that's where this date is.
What is it that people can expect to find at this festival, this first outdoor Indian festival, I believe is how it's been described? What are people going to find? Are they going to find information about Independence Day, food, music, all the above?
All the above. It's basically a collaboration tool and platform. That's how we're going to utilize it. As you know, India is so diverse. It's the most diverse country in the world. At the same time, we are united as a Indian. We have so many different types of foods and music and languages and stuff like that. We wanted to bring all of them together in one cohesive platform that where we could see diversity. At the same time, we can have fun and learn from each other. At the same time, we want to bring those diversity to the Milwaukee area for our folks to know as well.
As Purnima mentioned, we are going to show everything, all culture, and we are very colorful. Our India's dress and food and different taste of food and all stuff we are trying to bring all together so that people can enjoy, different part of India, people can enjoy all together in one day and within few hours.
Okay. It doesn't sound easy. I mean, just knowing what I know about India, that you said you want to represent the country in one day, which to me, that's a really tall order.
It is. At the same time, we're doing it for the first time, and we definitely have the vision and the tenacity to take it to the next level. We're foreseeing that next year it's going to scale up to at least 2 days, if not 3 days. We do have enough material to show to the world and bring a lot more in-depth information to the Milwaukee area. So I think we do have the vision to scale up pretty quickly.
Another factor is that the way we design the whole program and the concept so that Indian can enjoy their culture, whoever from the which part of the or which state they are. Same way, those who does not know about the India, they can learn about the India. They can know where is the India, what type of culture, what type of food, how they wear the dresses. So all this. So we both the aspect we put into mind while designing the whole program for Indian and non-Indians. So all of them can enjoy.
It's basically, we wanted to have a platform that everybody can enjoy, learn at the same time, and also know about our diversity. There are so many other festivals that happens around in Milwaukee, and we realized the market, and we realized that there was nothing specifically focused on Indian culture. So that's where the vision came to.
And I've actually wondered that before, given all the festivals that we have here, there's not an India festival. So what took so long? Anyone want to answer that one?
Well, I can get started with that. And I'm sure several other people before me, Shubhendu and Rina, have thought about it. And I can't answer as to why it was not done. I could only answer as to we thought about it. We're very dedicated enough to just pick the ball up and rolling. And the team that I have, I'm very, very proud of it because we have shown the Milwaukee market that it's not about having an idea, but it's all about having the courage to take the ball up. And there is a lot of resistance. There's a lot of new things that we're learning in the process, but we can all get better at the same time. And at the same time, we can bring something new to this area that we never had. So that actually one of the main reason for us to even become a little bit more enthusiastic about it. Hey, nobody have done it, so let's do a good job to the folks and bring them up and work with them to scale up.
Can you tell us then what is going to be there? How much of this is devoted to cultural, either information about India for people that aren't familiar or other cultural items versus food versus music, you know, all the stuff that you usually have at festivals?
We are keeping all the states of India to represent some of the other stuff of their culture. If you know about India, that each state is different language, different culture, different food, different way of living life. So totally different. If you cross one state to another state, you feel that you came to a different country. So as the Purnima said earlier, that there's so much diversity is there. So we try to bring everything there in dance, in song, in music. And there is one more factor in Indian culture is like here, the football in India is the cricket. So cricket is an integral part of the Indians. So we cannot forget the cricket wherever we are in this world. So in this festival, so one thing we added is that at last we have a cricket match. So from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we have a 2-hour cricket match. We'll be there.
Purnima?
To add to Shubhendu's point, I'd like to request all the listeners right now to jump up and join the cricket match as when you come.
Well, will there be any kind of tutorial for those who have never played or want to?
We'll definitely explain what cricket is. We'll also take volunteers as we go along. But we would have people assigned to play and show how it is played. We have a solid 2 hours to demonstrate and bring the energy up and see how this game is played. It's very close, very similar to baseball, but that does have some differences in it. And you will see how actually cricket unites people too from okay. different states.
Let's talk about some of the individual events that are going to be there on that day. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first thing is we are going to do a parade for the kids. The concept is like the kids who are belonging from which state, they will represent the state dress wise, and in that way we can show the dress up. I mean, our dress is very colorful, so each kid will represent each state. And then the other thing is we are going to have a fashion show which will have the kids and then the family and then men and women section also. There also we are showing our dress, our colorfulness of our dressing sense and all stuff. And then Purnima can continue with the other and Shubhendu also with the program section.
So the parade is more children-oriented?
Yes, and for children, so that they will holding a Indian flag and we are telling all the kids to draw their own flag and so that they will enjoy doing that and they will bring that and dress up like that, and that's our starting of our program that day.
And then the fashion show is for everyone
in between. Yeah, okay. Fashion show is for everybody.
Okay, Purnima.
Sure. You know, the way we are bringing this to the people of Milwaukee is we want to represent as many estates as possible and the different flavor as possible. So let's say, you know, Bhangra is a pretty popular folk dance of Punjab. And then you have Bharatanatyam, which is pretty popular classical dance form from South India. I think it was originated in Tamil Nadu, but it's also encompasses in Karnataka and Kerala and other states as well. There are other dance forms like Odissi is from Orissa. There is Mohiniyattam that's from Kerala. There is Dandiya from Gujarat. So we are showcasing several different art forms from a state perspective to have a cohesive platform. And also, the other thing beyond any states is Bollywood. As you know, right? It's all over India. It's very popular Indian Hindi cinema that we are all aware of. We're doing several music and dance for that as well. So it's very energetic, very fun, very hip. So that's something that we're all bringing together.
So we'll be able to see each one of these dance styles and origins there.
Yes. And okay, we're also going to give some information about where they are coming from, what it means, because the fact is that it's not only just for Indians, but it is for all. So we want to be as inclusive as possible to spread awareness of our culture, colorfulness, diversity.
Shubhendu, do you have something to add?
Purnima used some of the words like Punjab, Tamil Nadu, MP. So these are the states from India. So those who doesn't know, for them.
Okay, Purnima, we were talking in the lobby before we came in here, and I was trying to get a grasp of who formed what happened first, and it was ended up being a little reverse of your typical order. The festival was formed first, and then Spindle is the organization that is now sponsoring the festival.
Correct. Yeah. Interestingly, it's a great question, Dan. I think there is a message in it. The way I want to phrase it is, we actually came up with a service and a product first. Then we went in to create an organization behind it. We were, from the beginning itself, we were very focused on quality. And we were also focused on something that has the local community has not never seen it. It's not that to the point that, hey, nobody have seen Bhangra or nobody have seen Bharatanatyam or any other programs that happens in other organizations. What happens is, each of the states are very focused on doing their own thing. They do it very well as well. But what I personally have seen is that we don't have a platform to have a cohesiveness. So that's where I think our goal was, hey, so many festivals that happens as a French fest or German fest or Irish fest, why not India Fest? And at that time, we didn't, go through, figure out who has thought about it, what the thought process was. We just said, let's do it. So we then figured and formulated our service. Then we figured out how do we deliver it? What is the platform do we deliver it through? That's where Spindle India came into picture. And we had so many different great ideas that we wanted to take it to the next level. So that's why you heard me saying we have done it other way around. We created the product and services first, then we created the organization around it to make sure that, hey, it is a long-term vision and we do want to scale up to a larger level.
Is Spindle India's main function the festival, or are there other programs you hope to develop out of it?
We are a organization that's very focused on community. We're not going to be another Indian organization, but we're going to be an organization that actually helps the community. At this point, we are helping Indian culture to come out to Milwaukee. We're going to do several other things that is more towards helping kids, helping education, health-wise. So we're going to do so many different things that my head just spinning with so many different ideas, and Shubhendu had a lot of ideas as well. So in short, it is not going to be another Indian organization. We don't want to be known as an Indian organization. We want to be known as a community-specific organization that actually helps the community.
So the second thing is that what Purnima said, I'm just going to the program section again. As Purnima said, that there are other Indian organizations out there who does everything very good. But we want to club all of them together. We starting with the flag hoisting parade to the ending with the cricket. So this is the range. And we are using the Bollywood dances and Bollywood songs also. So we covered from the flag hoisting to the cricket patch. So that is the range we have right now. And in next couple of months or the next year, we have more programs, which is we are thinking we'll do it. It is for the full community, not specific to any section.
Well, thank you, all three of you, for coming in. I look forward to going to the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please spread the word and bring your family and friends.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ren.
Pramina Nath is the president of Spindle India, which is organizing India Fest Milwaukee. Shubindu Modak is secretary of the group, and Rena Modak is the treasurer. India Fest Milwaukee runs all day Saturday at Humboldt Park in Bayview. You can find out more from a link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. You don't have to go to India Fest to love Indian food, but it can be tricky if you can't handle gluten. A local author gets us around the gluten conundrum when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio. ਲਗੀਆਂ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਾਏ ਰੱਬਾ ਦੱਸ ਕੌਣ ਪਛਾਣੇ ਲਗੀਆਂ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ